people freak out when you say the word fat.
A few years back, the writer and activist Lindy West decided to reclaim the word fat.
I've been fat as long as I can remember, and for most of my life, anytime I said the word fat, everyone like falls on the ground and starts crying and says you're not fat, which is like a weird lie. And it always all that ever did for me was make me feel like there was something wrong with me that we had to concoct an elaborate cover up.
Lindy West isn't just reclaiming a word. She's also leading a movement. She wants to change how we treat fat people, and she says that reclaiming that word is one way of standing up for herself. A few nights ago, Lindy West led a conversation in the green space here at WNYC to top off the Takeaways series of conversations exploring obesity in America. She was joined by Ashley Nell Tipton, the winner of Project Runway Season 14, and by Tamika Anderson, a writer and communications consultant. Ashley won Project Runway designing plus size clothing, and Tamika recently wrote an article in Ebony Magazine about black women and body image. That word, fat, was used a lot at the event. Lindy asked Tamika how she felt about it.
Any word that can be hurled at you like an epithet, to me, is not something that I really respond to. I like the word curvy. I like the word bodilicious. It really is about what you believe about yourself, and I believe myself not to be fat.
Do you feel like you move through the world and are seen as a fat person?
Well, I'm wearing a size 12. So, like, I think in the spectrum of things, a lot of people might consider me to be average size.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I have run the spectrum in terms of my sizes. I've been a size 10. I've been a size 24. Really, it has been what I most feel is representative of me. I don't really spend, especially at this age, I don't want to spend a whole lot of time thinking about what other people think of me.
Yeah, I understand that. How about you? I mean, I find it very liberating to get to move away from euphemisms and also move away from kind of clinical pathologizing terms like obesity and, I don't know, whatever else they like to call us.
I don't think anybody should use the word obese unless you are, and it's, you're talking about something, you're talking about your health. No one should go and call you or tell you are obese. Like, that's none of your business, and just worry about your health, and I'm going to worry about my health.
So you recently decided to have weight loss surgery.
Yes.
Which is a really sort of controversial idea in the fat community.
Yes.
You want to talk a little bit about that?
Of course. I chose to get gastric bypass surgery because it was my decision. It was my health that was at risk. It became a problem where I had high blood pressure and I had a fatty liver, and I couldn't get up and climb the stairs. I was having a hard time walking. My back would hurt. My knees would hurt. It had nothing to do with how people were looking at me. It was how I felt in the inside. And I felt like I was trapped in my own body. And that's why I made the decision that I did.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, most of my job is trying to convince people that it's okay to have the body that you have. I'm not interested in putting more restrictions on what women can and can't do with their bodies.
Exactly.
I don't know, I just think it's important to acknowledge the diversity in people's experiences.
And not judge them for what they're doing. Because all I've heard is the negativity of this plus size community shaming me for what I've done. I didn't do this to break their hearts or make them feel worse than
that
they already
are.
That would
be so weird if you did.
Yeah, right? I mean, I did this because I want to be here.
All right, maybe we should talk about, can you ever trust people? Can you ever trust people who have never been considered fat to get your stories right? I think no.
I mean,
but you give them
can you
material.
Relate to being black? Do you know what it is to be black?
No.
Exactly.
It's absolutely
the same,
not.
It's the same thing. Like, if you've never walked a mile and somebody spanks, you have no idea. But create space for that conversation.
Exactly. Do you ever feel like people show you who they are in a way that is disappointing?
Yes. I think being on Project Runway was a perfect example of seeing how people treat you because of your size. And I mean, if anyone had watched the show here, it was already the first episode and I had won a challenge. And by the third or fourth episode, I had already had two wins under my belt. And there was a team challenge. And I was literally the last person chosen to be on a team. And Heidi Klum even gets on stage and was like, you guys didn't choose the person who has two wins under her belt. Like, what is wrong with you guys? Because literally, I was the only fat person on that show. And I completely felt it. I remembered crying to myself in the bathroom, like, something's wrong with me. And it wasn't that. It was the people near me had a problem with my weight. If you know, personally know me, I'm not a very independent person. So for me to go on a reality show, not know anyone, to me it was like fighting for my life and defending my size and defending who I am and letting people know that I deserve to be here and deserve to live, deserve to be a creative person, to design fashion. Like, nobody should tell me anything else.
I mean, I think also part of that, yes.
Thank you.
You know, there's the regular standard popularity contest angle. And there's also the fact that we conflate fatness with laziness and with intellectual inferiority and mediocrity and incompetence. And, you know, it's really telling that despite clear evidence that you were talented, people still didn't take you seriously.
Yeah.
I want to ask you about parenting. You know, sometimes people come to my events and they ask me, like, you know, my son's pediatrician says that he needs to lose weight, but I don't want to start him off with this lifetime of feeling like there's something wrong with him and like he's broken. What do I do? How do you think people should navigate that line?
You know, it's funny because my son has a completely different structure than me. He's super tall and lean. And so we'll see if that becomes, you know, any talking point for us. But that self-esteem piece, regardless of size, is really important to install early on.
Because they're just going to grow up with that mindset that something's wrong with them. Like, I've been big all my life, and I'm my mom's last child. And all my life, she's always told me to lose weight. I remember when I was 16 years old, she bought me a Nutrisystem for my birthday. Like, if it was something that I asked for. So it's just like, I don't see her very often now, and we still live in the same city, but I'm close to her. We talk every day. But she sees me in person, she's like, oh, mija, you're so beautiful. And I'm like, Mom, I've always been beautiful. I don't know what you've been seeing, but I've been beautiful all this time.
That's Ashley Nell Tipton, the winner of Project Runway Season 14, and writer and communications consultant Tamika Anderson in conversation with writer and activist and the evening's moderator, Lindy West.